This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 152 for Friday, November 19th. Ice canola futures are pulling back on Friday as other edible oils are lower. The January canola contract loses $8.50 at $1,005.60 per ton. The March contract pulls back $9.90 at $981.50 per ton. There are small declines in Malaysian palm oil and Chicago soybeans, while Chicago soy oil and European rapeseed are down hard. The Canadian Grain Commission for the week ending November 14th reports producer deliveries of canola being down almost 24% from a week ago at around 344,000 tons. Canola exports fall almost 49% at about 127,000 tons, and domestic usage is down by almost 20% at nearly 174,000 tons. As the United States dollar gains strength, the Canadian dollar is weaker. The loonie steps back to 79.05 U.S. cents compared to Thursday's close of 79.27. While drought remains a problem in the U.S. southwestern plains, excessive rains could force an early end to winter wheat planting in the eastern half of the Midwest. The International Grain Council, in its November report, keeps global soybean production for 2021-22 at 380 million tons, with the carryover staying at 60 million tons. World corn production bumps up a little to 1.21 billion tons, with ending stocks nudging higher to 287 million tons. Global wheat production pulls back to 777 million tons, with the carryout slipping to 274 million tons. In South America, CONAB reports the Brazil soybean crop is just over 79% planted, and Brazil's first corn crop is at 64% seeded. The Buenos Aires Grain Exchange puts the Argentina soybean crop at nearly 29% in the ground and held Argentina corn plantings at 17.5 million acres. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are slightly lower on Friday. The January contract dips 2 cents at $12.63 per bushel. January soy oil falls 1.12 cents at 58.06 U.S. cents per pound. January soy meal is up a dollar at $3.64.60 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly lower on Friday. The March contract loses 2 cents at $5.71 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the March contract climbing 8 cents at $7.71. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, with Chicago March up 3.5 cents at $8.34. Kansas City March gains 8 cents at $8.38.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March falls back a nickel at 10.12. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Friday, November 19th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.